Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by His Spirit. And He comes with healing in His wings. When the Lord comes around, He comes with good intentions. And it's His desire that we do the same thing. Whenever we come around, we need to come around people with good intentions. And you know when the devil comes around, it's with evil intentions. He comes to do three things: kill, steal, or destroy. Everything to feed his pride. Pride is the way of death. If you can imagine the power of God without love, that's what pride is. It's the opposite of what God is. The opposite is nothing but death. But those who love God, they get it. And they become an extension of Him in their own personality. Your personality is God's creation. It's a blessing. And there's so much misunderstanding about the will of man, goals, the goals we set, things like that. The true goals, they come from the heart. That's part of God's creation. Now the enemy comes to destroy. He comes to take away life, cause and try to raise the misery of hell on the earth. He's trying to bring hell to earth, and we're bringing heaven to earth. We're operating according to heaven, and we manifest the ways of light, the way of heaven on earth. That's what Jesus prayed for. That was our model prayer. Well, as we follow God and take Him at His word, that's precisely what we do. And it's a beautiful blessing for us to walk in God's way. It's not normal. It's peculiar to the world. Some people are so influenced by the devil and beat down by the world that when you love them, they think you got a trick up your sleeve. But over time, they'll see that was no trick up your sleeve. It was just the way, that was just the character of God operating in your life. And it suggests to them that God is real and not a lie and not a fable. Cold religion reduces God to a fable, a lie, even though He comes with good intentions. And when people don't know Him, they don't know what to believe. They don't know, they're confused. They don't know what to trust. Confusion is a state of not knowing what to trust. And when they see Christians acting like the world, that breeds confusion too. That's why the anointing of God rests upon those who obey Him and walk in love. They obey Him and they walk in love. A lot of people are trying to obey God because they read the word, they believe it, they know what's the right side, they know the right things, but they struggle to walk in love. And that's why the anointing can't rest on them. That's why the Holy Spirit can't rest on them like He wants to. You know, those that will not walk in love, they won't see the mighty works of God in their life. Never. Not until they walk in love with God's people. That's why people who walk in love learn the most from the Lord. Because just like we talked about, you know, a few broadcasts ago, how we trust God because of past interaction. We believe Him, take Him at His word by faith. The faith becomes finished, and we trust. That's when we start trusting God. Well, when we walk in love, that's when God starts trusting us. He knows what we're capable of. He knows our potential, and He knows what we're capable of. But those who walk in love earn His trust. And those who walk in love, the Holy Spirit can rest on them. And they desire the presence of the Holy Spirit. All Christians don't desire the presence of the Holy Spirit. Because if they don't walk, if they, those that don't walk in love, they don't, when the Holy Spirit comes around, they leave. In the presence of the Lord, you see yourself for what you are. And if you study the Word, you'll see yourself as you are. And some people don't like what they see. And they feel bad. But what you have to do is, you also see how to fix it. If you keep studying the Word of God, you'll learn what to do and how to destroy the things that's trying to destroy you. And you'll be able to destroy your problems. And we need to do that. We don't need to allow any problems to exist, to remain, to linger. Because they are arrows from Satan's bow. They are parts of his deception against us. All of it. And we have to cherish the wisdom of God and not make the foolish decisions. Even though the love of God don't change against us when we, whether we're wise or foolish, he loves us the same. But it's not good for us to make unwise choices. It's not all right when it comes to representing life. And even when you, when we're represent, if we're going to represent God, we need to kill the things that make us, that hold us back. And that's where the power of God comes in. The power of God and the love of God is life. The love of God has power. And it has structure, it has foundation, so that you can do the things that's necessary. And some people have, in their imagination, the core religion sold them the idea that God is supposed to take care of everything, and we're just supposed to, we're his property and not his people. We just do whatever he wants to do in our lives. That's how our lives will turn out. That's not true. Those who succeed in life, they do the things necessary to succeed. Those who compromise to succeed, it looks like they got it all together, but they're living a lie. But those who prosper, people who go and do the things they're supposed to, they're going to have steady prosperity like it's supposed to be. And their lives will go forward. Their lives will definitely go forward. And you have to build your life according to God's word. And it'll be stable. It'll have foundation. And you'll know what to do. The true message of God is not always what people want to hear, because they have allowed doctrines of devils as truth. The word of God is not written to where God will make all your decisions, choose where you work, choose how much money you get. It just looks that way. God, he opens and closes doors. But the situation you're in is not always, it's not God's fault or his problem. Whatever you want, however you want your life to be, it's up to you to pray. And the Lord will help you move to the center of his perfect will. You'll still have to be wise. You'll still have to work as under God. Nobody's going to just, it's not going to be a handout. The Lord once told me, he said, tell my people to pray for the job or work situation they're most suited for. And that can happen. But you have to believe God for it. Then, if you didn't involve God, don't think he's just automatically involved. Most people just accept whatever they can get and call it God's will. But they didn't really have a heart-to-heart talk with the Lord and get positioned in the place where they need to be. Some people do, some people didn't. And in my life, I wasn't supposed to get a job. I was supposed to keep my business, but I decided to get a job, and the Lord allowed me to. But in getting one, I got the job that I was suited for. And then I realized I had made a mistake. And with the situation I have, it was wise for me to keep the job. So I kept it. I didn't go back in business fully. I did go back in business, but it's part-time. And it's not always easy to stay. I mean, every situation has its own challenges. The perfect will of God, the permissive will of God, they all have their own challenges. But whatever you do, you have to, whatever you decide, if as we involve God, God will help us out. Now, He blessed me. He was true to me. He blessed me when I was in His perfect will. And then He blessed me in the permissive will, but it costed me more. And then He blessed me as I go back to His perfect will. I'm in His perfect will now. But if I didn't deviate, I would be further along in life. But I deviated. And I learned that, you grow and you learn. And you can help others live in the perfect will of life. And everybody, that'll be their choice to remain in God's perfect will. Whatever He revealed to you is you don't have to stay in the perfect will of God. Your choice is involved. Your will is involved. God gave us a will. But every choice has its own future attached to it. And we're only blessed when we make the best decisions. And the Lord took my situation and made it beautiful. And everything not exactly like I desire to be, but it's going forward. I'm going forward in Him. And along the way, I learned many things. See, the pioneer, he don't live as good as the student. His students will live better than him, because they learn what to do at a younger age. And if they're wise, they'll make the perfect adjustments. And ministry-wise, I'm in His perfect will. Career-wise, I'm going back to the perfect will. And I thank the Lord for that. Now, we have a lot to do. And the Lord came to bless us. He always comes to bless us. He always comes to help us. And He does it in love. What He put in us, the way He evaluates it is, whatever you choose to do in life, that's what you love. Out of all things you do, the things you love the most, if you make a career out of that, that's wisdom. Everybody don't do that. Sometimes people, others influence what they choose to do and be. Some people are looking at the amount of money they'll make. But when your heart is fully persuaded to do that, or it's in your heart with dedication to do a certain thing, you're naturally good at it, and it's going to be rewarding to you. Ecclesiastes says there's nothing better for a man to enjoy the work of his hands. And if somebody gave you everything you wanted, it won't mean anything to you. Not unless you work for it. And the Lord knows this. And in His love for you, if you'll do the things that you love to do and earn it, you'll appreciate it. I saw a movie once. The lady's father was very wealthy, very wealthy. He could have bought her anything. But she went to college. She got a career. She started working. And her father had millions and millions of dollars. But she bought her own car. Now, he had given her cars before, but she bought her own car. And in the conversation, her dad said, I could have given you a car. She said, no, I appreciate this one. That's the one she put in for. Everybody needs to pull their own weight and not just live off their parents. And if you're blessed with parents that gave you $1 million, and you took that $1 million and made billions, you honor God. You did what you were supposed to do. You're the same. You're like the man that took, that had the 10 talents and made, I mean the 5 talents and made 10. That's who Jesus bragged on. If you come from a good situation, you ought to, your life should become, should springboard into a better situation using the principles of God. And that's the way, that's the way to be. That brings heaven on earth. To be people of principle, foundation, representing the heart of God's will. Some people think that God's will is just for you to act real humble and, I mean, act submissive and not go forward, always run to the background, not try to do the things, not try to do prominent things. Now let's examine that a little bit. David was faithful out in the sheepfold, keeping the sheep. He put his life on the line to protect those sheep. The Lord was training him to be a king, and he was, he didn't know it, but he was just honoring his father. His father was a shepherd, and he kept the sheep, and he didn't let the bear kill one, and he didn't let the lion kill one. The Lord was training him to be a king. And when the prophet Samuel anointed him king, he took his position. Now in God's eyes, that's being humble. When Saul was anointed to be king, he hid among the stuff. There was a seed of pride in him. Now you see the difference? One man took his place. He was anointed with a horn of oil. And you know, it's a blessing to go to church. The little Jim pointed that out. But Saul was anointed with a vial of oil. A vial is small. Very, you know, that's what you probably put a rose in to preserve it a little longer. A vial of oil, that's what Saul was anointed with. But he hid among the stuff. But David didn't hide. David killed the giant because he had been in the presence of God. He had been learning who God is. He protected the sheep. He protected the kingdom. And then he turned around and honored Saul because Saul was anointed. He honored Saul's position. You know, we talked about that in the Sunday school class. Brother Horton did a wonderful job bringing that out. But taking your place in life and not letting Satan spread his kingdom here. The earth belongs to God. He put man here to manage it. We're supposed to run Satan out of town, and we're supposed to live the life of God up front and on purpose. And that, my friend, is being humble. Acting passive is not being humble. Not when it's time to fight, and not when it's time to see. Preaching the gospel is warfare. The difference is you're killing what's old about people. You're killing the sin out of people, and you're helping them live. And we do it on purpose. Everybody you get saved, everybody you preach the gospel to and they get saved, you snatch them out of hell. And Satan don't like it. And I love it. Me and Satan don't agree on nothing. And I don't let him talk to me. I don't want to hear him. He come to hurt. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. A lot of folks give you false information. And you have to destroy all of his false information. And the Word of God helps us do it. We can renew our mind and live according to God's love. And that's the way it works. That's the way it works. Those who love God and seek Him and take Him at His word, they have, they're humble to God. They go forward in Him. So, when we seek the Lord and He gives us, you know, He shows us opportunities that we do have. It's up to us to go forward in life and take our place and do the things of God. It's up to us to seek Him out and take Him at His word. What you choose to do, the career you want to do, that's totally up to you. But there are creations in you. There are things that God created in you, in your heart, and that you would love to do. And it's up to you. Have to find them. That's something to pray for. Lord, what is it I'm good at? The world around you try to mold you into their way of thinking, into their image. But we're made in God's image. And what God put in you, your relatives may not notice it. Some people are musicians, but they never picked up an instrument. Some people have organizational skills that are off the chart, and they don't know it. They would be the best manager, or if they started a business, they could run it well. But nobody trusted them to do something like that. The Lord knows what we're capable of. He knows what we'll love the most. Some people are natural mechanics and carpenters. And the Lord put that in us. And that's what we like. See, the Lord wants us to do. He didn't make us robots to set us here so He could just, so we'll live for Him. He made us for His pleasure. But this is why it works out that way. He wants to see people thrive in life, doing what they love doing, doing what's rewarding to them. See, all that's in the equation too. He wants to see us do what is rewarding, things that make us tick. He likes to see us blessed, most blessed. And when you're working as under God, having a good time doing it, that's rewarding to you. And all the money you earn, and you're able to take care of your family and be a blessing to people and help people go forward in life. God is looking at all of that. And that's an extension of who He is. When you look up in space, you know, nobody makes God make those planets and people and things out there. He's been doing that for millions of years. So why think small? What the Lord can do, you know, think about it this way. Every time you see a star, that's a sun with planets around it. All right. God did that a long time ago. He's still doing it. You love people. You're kind to people. You're a blessing to people everywhere you go. And you're leaving a pattern of good works. And it's a blessing. And it's worth it. As we yield to the Lord, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Understanding that He came to be a blessing is the key. And let all of our intentions be to be a blessing to others. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.